Part C. These days, more and more highly populated cities are turning away from professional taxi services and using more ride-hailing companies, which have apps that allow users to arrange for a ride. You have only to launch the app, type in your destination, choose the car type, tap on the request button, and then wait for your driver to arrive, watching the car on the map approaching. These convenient ride-hailing services have spread quickly in some major cities. Due to their rapid rise in popularity, usable data of ride-hailing services are lacking, but new research has shown their impacts on our choice of transportation. In New York City, ride-hailing services took over the traditional taxi services with an average of 289,000 trips per day through ride-hailing apps, while 277,000 were through traditional taxi services. In fact, there was a dramatic increase of 37% in app-based ride service use in just 1 year. Has this rise been beneficial for the way we live these days? Has it improved the economy and human mobility, or has it compromised passenger safety and created more traffic jams? Let's go over the good and the bad aspects here today. First, I'd like to highlight the biggest benefit of using a ride-hailing app, and that's when someone has been drinking. Since the advent of these kinds of services, fatal accidents caused by drinking have dropped as much as 11.4%, and drunk driving arrests decreased by 9.2%. App-based ride services are so easy to use that fewer people drink and drive than before the services came along. Drunk driving crashes claim more than 10,000 lives and cost Americans around $40 billion per year. If every state in the U.S. implemented these services, thousands of lives could be saved, and taxes would be cut by more than $1 billion each year. But what is the downside of using a ride-hailing service? Studies show that these services add 5.7 billion miles of driving every year in 9 major cities in the U.S. Commuters would use public transportation, walk, or cycle if these ride-hailing services weren't available. Ride-hailing services have added many additional cars to the road because these drivers are driving with no passengers 40% of the time. Ride-hailing vehicles are increasing traffic congestion and contributing to an increase in greenhouse gas emissions. Another thing on the plus side with these ride-hailing services is that they cost up to 30% less to use than a taxi service. Riders can also rate the driver and service through the apps, which in turn improves the service as a whole. Restaurants and bars love these services because they increase business opportunities without worrying about parking space. In fact, parking is the top reason why people use ride-hailing instead of driving by themselves. They really want to avoid the stress and cost of parking. On the downside, the drivers that work for the ride-hailing companies are paid much lower than taxi drivers. At the same time, their backgrounds are not screened as much as taxi drivers are. So there have been incidences of at least 100 drivers who have assaulted passengers. So there you have it. How do you feel about app-based ride services? Please write an essay about whether you are for or against as a homework assignment.